October 13, 2013, afternoon service. Today we are going to look at Psalm 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee. David calls the Lord as his rock. In my opinion, Japanese translation is not complete, so I want to share with you what the King James Version says. It says, if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit, meaning that if God does not speak to us, we will be falling into the pit like many other people around us. It does not mean that you literally fall into the pit on the ground as you walk around, but many things do happen to me when I walk on the street, like a big tree branch falling on me. When they do tree pruning on the street, sometimes they prune big branches like weighing at least 2 kilos, and most of the time they have someone standing by the tree and directing the pedestrian traffic while the other guy is up there working with crane. And unless someone tells us to go around the tree, we don't normally look at that high, so we wouldn't know that we may have a big branches falling on our head. And just like someone directing the traffic, God's word is directing our steps so that we will not fall into the pit. Speaking of falling into the pit, there is a verse in the Bible about blind man leading another blind man and both falling into the pit. That is not Jesus trying to be funny. This is God's word, and that does really happen, and we too might have fallen into the pit if God had not warned us beforehand. The Bible says the many lawyers and teachers fall into the pit. So here, obviously, the pit is not about the physical hole, but is about faith and teachings. In my years of Christian walk, I have noticed that there are many pits, and I myself have been in the pits without even knowing by being fed with the wrong doctrine. I don't want to specify the name of the organization, but here I say it. The Brethren's group, for example, have some questionable teachings. Not everything is bad, but I do question some of their teachings, starting with their name Brethren's. Brethren's means fellow brothers, and then they believe that they're all brothers and therefore equal in the church, and then they don't believe in having a pastor guiding and leading the church, which I believe is a strange pit. And they cannot get out of the pit because they don't believe in having a pastor, so they cannot go to other normal church with a pastor. I was with this church in the beginning, and it was very hard to get out, although I thought it was strange, because I thought other churches were not following the Bible as truthfully as they were. But God spoke to me as written in the Psalm. He was not silent to me because I was asking Him whether I was on the right path. And it was not the audible voice, but He started talking to me in a way that I saw a clearer picture, and I understood that there was something more important, so I left. So what the verse is saying is, when you're truly seeking God's answer, He is never silent. So if you're seeking His answer, you can sincerely ask Him, and He will answer you. And He did that for me. And here in the Bible says that He does speak to you too. From the second verse, hear the voice of my supplications. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards thy holy oracle, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Here I also want to explain from King James Version, since I'm not too happy with the Japanese translation. Draw me not away with the wicked. Here it means that David does not want to be with the wicked people. That was his prayer, and we should also be praying that God keeps us away from wicked people too. Nowadays in our society, and also in the Christian community, in the world, we are taught to be more accepting and tolerant to all kinds of people, like people saying that the Catholics and Protestants should not fight against each other, but should be unified instead. The people who don't know the Bible say something like that, even suggesting that the Christians should be unified with the Muslims. But the Bible says that David asked to be separated from the wicked people. And one of the teachings of the Bible is separation, to be separated from the filth. So if you walk with human understanding, you will fall into the pit. But if we walk according to God's word, even with persecution, we will be safe and receive the reward. So if you see someone pursuing the wrong doctrine, but you choose to be accepting and to associate with the person because he's good looking or something, some other human reasoning, that might bring you some troubles too. Well, I'm not saying this out of personal envy for good-looking people. A church where I got baptized long time ago, not even sure if they're still there, had a teachings that I was not comfortable with. Like I mentioned before, they used to have students from Toshin College, a strange seminary school, a seminary where the students openly say that they don't believe in the resurrection of the Christ. And although no one told me anything, I started feeling like God was telling me to leave the church. I prayed about it, and I left, and that was the right thing for me to do. So when the Bible says to keep me away from the wicked people, this is what the Bible is talking about. That does not mean the pastors are wicked and are cursing everyone out. It could be that a wolf in a sheep's clothes and is speaking softly. The biggest example of this is the Pope, saying that all can be saved even if you don't believe in Jesus as long as you follow your conscience. That is not the Christianity, and that is the wicked things to even say it. Some people might only look at the grandiose building and the beautiful statues of Mother Mary and also look at our church in a small rented space and then choose the first one. But if we continue to make decisions based on human understanding and reasoning, we will lead a path to distraction. So David asking God to keep him away from the wicked is a necessary thing for us to do also. If it's not important, it would not have been in the Bible. Like the Catholic sisters I know who tell me that they're daily praying to the rosary. But the Bible does not tell you to pray to Mary. But since they have been in the wrong teaching for a long time, this has become their lifestyle and they cannot change it. So again, we should look at what the Bible says. And the key teaching of the Bible is separation, not compromising. The verse 4. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve. In other words, what matters is the deeds, not soft-spoken words, but our deeds are being looked at. So if I do read, Bible, and then I do serve God by doing God's work. And we hold seminars and we publish newsletters, and we are quite busy despite of this small size because everyone has to pitch in to write newsletters and no one can escape from that. The verse 5, because they do not regard the works of the Lord nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Here it means that wicked people do not even know God's work, nor how His hand works. They don't even see the work of God. Like some say They don't believe in God because they don't see Him. Even among Christians, there are people who don't see the works of God and continue to do the deeds what is contrary to God's will, like blind guiding blind, and they end up falling into the pit. So we should be seeking God's hand moving with your spiritual eyes, and not with your physical eyes. There are some people who can see with their spiritual eyes that God is moving, and there are others who may be serving the Lord for a long time, but do not even see anything like the blind person. But if you don't see the hand of God, it could be harmful to others, so God would destroy the person. As the verse says, He shall destroy them and not build them up. You cannot build a house or a tower. Your work of the entire life would be destroyed, and your work would be in vain. But it would be blessing if you are able to see the God's work. I know this is not an easy thing to do. I did not see it when I was young, and only nowadays I started seeing more clearly how God works. I do feel sometimes that God is working right next to me, as if a real person is working next to me. I believe the same thing is happening in your life too. It's just a matter of perceiving it. One person's testimony is that there were two people who prayed together and promised to God to keep their purity, but they stopped praying together due to various circumstances, and they went through some huge troubles, and then it was clear to some people that it was from God. It was like Jonah. Jonah saw the storm and knew that it was from God because he had run away. I'm sure you have similar experience in your life too, but if you are stubborn about your way and refuse to see and obey God, that would make you a blind person. As the verse 5 says, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of His hands, He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessing and the destruction do come from God. But if you keep looking at God's hand and continue to correct yourself and walk on the right path, you will never be destroyed. He will continue to build you up. But such verse is written because there are many who do not see that, and even some people in the house of the Lord. It's not like God is just demanding us to follow Him without doing anything on His end. Even to the wicked, He does make Himself available and perceivable, but it is up to us to choose to see it. It is important for us to choose to see it. If not, you will lead the path of destruction. Blessed be the Lord, because He has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. Sometimes God hears our prayer, and sometimes He doesn't. But when we pray according to His will, He does hear us. But the most important thing is that we continue to pray, and we will learn in our life how to pray and what kind of prayers are being answered. So do not get discouraged from the very beginning. Just continue to pray. If you don't pray, He does not hear you, period. When I was in the second grade, I was very pessimistic and negative. And there was a boy who brought a manga comic book to school, and other kids jumped on him and then passionately begged him and wanted to borrow it. And I was timidly standing there saying weakly, I want to borrow it too. And the boy looked at me and said, you're not like other kids who are so eager. And he did not take my request seriously, and I did not get to read the book. And I was thinking, well, he's not going to loan me the book. So I did not ask him passionately, so that's what happened. So we have to be passionately engaged in our prayers too. And I do see now that God is hearing my prayers regarding the book publishing and other international works. The verse 8. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving refuge of His anointed. Here it means that God is not refuge for everyone. He is refuge for those who is anointed. Bible talks about the anointed kings and such. But being anointed has nothing to do with nobility. It is the spirit you follow and smeared yourself with. So if you are smeared with other kinds of spirit, God will not be your refuge. The verse 9, save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. So if we follow the Lord, there will be blessing and He will be our shepherd. So the lesson of this Psalm 28 is the importance of how to see God's work and to stay on God's path.